Hello and welcome to She Makes News. It's Friday, March 15. I'm your host, Kimberly Finesse, and this is your weekly wrap-up for regional women in Australia. We start today's show with an exclusive. The Studio Trangie has officially sold. And you heard it here first.
Surprise, this is an exclusive, by the way. I haven't told anyone yet.
That's Lottie McCutcheon, original founder and now former owner of the Studio Trangie. It was with great excitement that Lottie put the business and building on the market 6 weeks ago. Just yesterday, Lottie was able to officially announce that she'd sold the Studio Trangie.
We get to sell a business that's thriving. We're not in a position where we need to sell. It sort of took away that pressure as well of having to just grab a deal and run with it and do all that sort of stuff. So it just felt like everything was lined up in a position where I could pass something on that was fantastic and give someone else this incredible opportunity. But it also allowed me an exit to go and follow where I guess I had question marks sort of still hanging around of like, what could I have done with that art gig and what could I have done with that career opportunity if I had followed it? And now I'm in a position where I'm going to find out. And that's, to me, so exciting.
Lottie opened the studio in 2017, a hybrid cafe art studio boutique in the tiny town of Trangie, about 80 kilometres from Dubbo.
By some stroke of luck, I found myself out the front of what is now the studio. And a friend of mine was with me and she's like, you should buy that. That should be the studio. And I sort of went, okay. Like I had nothing else going on. So I was like, yeah, okay.
Lottie says the business really gained momentum during the pandemic, which they've been able to maintain year on year, despite the economic environment being really challenging for the retail sector.
It was kind of permission to just go rogue. And in that time that we did that, it paid off. I built a website from scratch myself overnight. And that website then turned into what was 60% of our money for the year every year. You know, retail is so hard right now, and it is. And I see online every day shops closing their doors. And honestly, it's tragic because retail bricks and mortar stores are the backbone of communities. You know, you won't get sponsorships for schools from your big guys that are working. You won't get all that. And it's nice for people to come in and connect and communicate together like that. With money being so tight and people holding onto their cash now, people are really thinking about their purchases. It's a good time to really reflect and reconnect with who your customer is and what do they want at the moment.
If you haven't heard of the Studio Trangie, you will have certainly seen Lottie's artwork, especially in the past 6 months. Lottie is a contemporary abstract artist and placed that chapter on hold while focusing her time and energy into making the studio a success.
The studio is at a point in its life where it's done and is doing really well. And you don't wait for a house to burn down before you sell it. So I sort of thought it's been such a blessing for me and it's been so brilliant. And the art opportunities for me have really taken off again. And I feel like this is kind of my second chance with the art. You know, at the beginning, I had a lot of opportunities and a lot of people reaching out to me. And at the time, I just kept saying no. Because I was so focused on the studio and we had tiny little babies and all these things. And towards the end of last year, I started getting these opportunities come back with the art. And I thought, Lottie, if you don't grab them now, you're going to die wondering.
And the new owners?
The local, the cafe is staying exactly the way it is. They've got some really big plans for the studio and it's very, very exciting. But I'll let them tell you all of that.
You can listen to a special extended interview with Lottie, who spoke exclusively to She Makes News about selling the business. It's a raw and candid interview that's not to be missed. Grow Rural, an innovative initiative addressing the challenges of talent connectivity in rural Australia, has officially launched. Founded by rural entrepreneur Dimity Smith, Grow Rural aims to bridge the gap between rural professionals and businesses while spotlighting the contributions of rural women. Dimity came up with the idea to grow and expand her rural events marketing agency, Grow Events Groups, because she had trouble finding rural contractors on LinkedIn, but uncovered an abundance of talented individuals on Instagram.
About 12 or 18 months ago, I was looking to recruit for Grow Events Group, which is my other business, which is a rural events and marketing agency. And we specifically focus on rural and agricultural clients. And I was thinking, you know, I need to have someone in my team who has a rural and agricultural background. And I just wasn't able to find them on LinkedIn because you sort of have to know exactly what pocket you want to search in. So why isn't there anywhere I can go specifically to find rural talent? And so that sort of started that thought for me. And then it wasn't until I had this wonderful dinner with a few amazing rural women in August last year. And I thought, no, I've just got to do this. I've got to just jump on it. And then it's just been sort of in my mind. And I jumped on it in December and thought, no, I'm just going to do it now.
With the ongoing migration from urban centres to rural, regional and remote areas of Australia, accessing talented individuals for contracting or remote working opportunities has become increasingly challenging. Dimity says many skilled professionals in rural areas struggle with visibility on mainstream platforms like LinkedIn and Instagram, hindering their chances of securing meaningful employment. In addition, businesses eager to support rural talent often lack the means to connect effectively with these professionals.
The issue is, how do you get found? And I think a lot of people, unless they're super confident on something like LinkedIn or they have their own Instagram page where they have enough time to be constantly putting out content, it's very hard to find them. And so this is an opportunity to have their profile. It's a static profile. However, they can change it as they wish and update it as their situation or services or experience change. And it just makes it so easy for them to be found. And the goal is for us to continue to build on our initial discussions. We're still in those initial discussions with big corporates to consider Grow Rural as part of their recruitment strategy.
Through Grow Rural, individuals and businesses can showcase their experience, skill sets and availability, effectively putting rural talent on the map across Australia. Grow Rural officially launched on International Women's Day last week. Dimity says the initial uptake has been positive with an encouraging number of pre-registrations.
Like anything new, obviously, there's tweaks and things that need to be sorted with the website. And I'm certainly not a tech wizard. So I've been relying on the wonderful team at Proud as Punch Studio and Jess Lehman from my team for managing that. It's been so positive, though. So many people sharing and excited, like the messages that I've got from people saying, this is such a fab idea. Why hasn't it been done sooner? So I think, you know, just that is great. And the subscriptions are trickling in, which is awesome. We had 100 people pre-register, which is just amazing for quite a new concept, I guess. So really positive so far and really excited to see what comes in the next few weeks.
Now for some headlines. Over the next 4 days, Jumbled will host its annual Women in Business conference, The Huddle. This year marks the fourth huddle, with women coming from across Australia to the beautiful town of Orange for motivational stories, workshops, and expert advice from a hand-picked lineup of female entrepreneurs behind brands such as Hero Packaging, Word Fetty, The Startup Sisterhood, Dangerous Females, and more. Rural and regional Riverina women, get ready for a day of inspiration and empowerment as Chicks in the Sticks makes its landing in Jerilderie. Guest speakers include 2022 Australian of the Year local hero recipient Shanna Wan from Sober in the Country, conservationist and yoga teacher Lou Bull from Aquila Gardens, and me, Kimberly Finesse from Oak Magazine. Gilgooma has swung open the farm gate and is now taking bookings for an unforgettable experience. Owned and occupied by three generations of farmers, Gilgooma, north of Coonamble, New South Wales, offers a low-impact camping experience on a family farm and provides you with a genuine opportunity to connect with the land. Guests can choose from unpowered campsites, limited powered sites, or cozy cabin accommodations, each offering a private space under starry skies. Are you a beekeeper, scientist, or simply passionate about beekeeping? The AgriFutures Honeybee and Pollination Program Future Leaders Bursary is now open. This bursary offers a chance for those in New South Wales, Queensland, WA and Victoria to attend your State Beekeeping Association conference and the opportunity to elevate your career in beekeeping. Applications close Monday, April 15. And sticking with AgriFutures, Queensland have announced their 2024 Rural Women's Awards State winner, Kate Lamison. Kate has been recognised for her extensive work across the seafood industry, including co-founding Australia's first canned tuna company, producing an award-winning product and boosting the profile and sustainability of the local tuna industry. Kate has won a $15,000 Westpac grant to go towards her business. Central West New South Wales creatives Sarah Ryan and Kate Barclay are working together on an art project titled Remnants. Kate has been scouting locations to photograph this year for the exhibition that will open on the June long weekend in Grenfell. Kate is searching for old sheds, shops, buildings, houses, shearing sheds, paddocks, or abandoned rooms to photograph to complete her exhibition catalogue. If you can help out, get in touch with Kate. And lastly, Australia Post has announced a range of new MyPost business features, which include printer-free returns, no need to manually sign every label, more ways to automate your shipping labels with the addition of new e-commerce partners, and address validation for almost all international destinations. That's your weekly wrap-up for Regional Women. You'll find links in our show notes for anything that's been mentioned. If you'd like to hear your news, share it with us on Instagram at shemakesnews or via email shemakesnews@gmail.com. Stay informed, stay connected. Go and share this with a friend.